Hello, this is St. Peter of Born Again Christians. I want to do a small Bible study on Sosthenes and who was he. And Sosthenes is mentioned twice in New Testament scripture. One in Acts chapter 18 verse 17, where it says, "Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of these things." And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1, Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother. The background to the book of Acts, which is written by Luke in AD 60, and writes about Paul's second missionary journey, where he had left Athens and travelled to Corinth in AD 54, where he had spent 18 months before heading to Ephesus. Not a lot is said about Sosthenes, but by looking into more of Acts 18, we can see he became a convert in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. And looking at verse 17, if you look then, let's look at some questions from it and from this verse, and as we delve more into the chapter itself. So who was Sosthenes? That's our first point. Our second point is, what is the chief ruler of the synagogue? Number three, why did the Greeks take Sosthenes to beat him? And point four, who is Gallio? And point five, what is the judgment seat? And lastly, point six, why didn't Gallio not care? So our first point, who was Sosthenes? So Sosthenes was the new chief ruler of the synagogue, who soon took over from Crispus. Crispus is mentioned in verse 8 of chapter 18, who converted to Christianity along with his household. And our second point, what is the chief ruler of the synagogue? A chief ruler of the synagogue is someone whose role would be of administrative officer, supervising the worship, as I read in Vine's concise book in page 52. In today's synagogue, he would be called a president of the synagogue, where he oversees a vast amount of the proper running of the synagogue through governance and financial controls. And also, he manages selecting the speakers who would give the sermon that week. As we read in, if you read back in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 15, where it says, "After the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Ye men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on." So, our point three. Why did the Greeks take Sosthenes and beat him, to beat him? The Greeks took Sosthenes to beat him, as we read in verses 12 and 15 of this 18th chapter. And as we read, "And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul, and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, This fellow persuadeth men to worship God contrary to the law. And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, If it were matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O ye Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. But if it be a question of words and names, and of your law. Look ye to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. So Paul was taken to the deputy chief judicial officer of Achaia, that would be modern Greece. Gallio Gallio, in our fourth point, who is Gallio? It is interesting, Gallio was the brother of the Stoic philosopher Seneca. The Jews revolted against Paul with his teachings of Jesus, which was conflicting with the religion of Judaism. Maybe the Greeks and the Jews saw the influence of the teachings of Paul with the conversion of Crispus and wanted Paul stopped. At this time, Judaism was approved by Roman law at this time, so Paul would have been tried for sedition. In our fifth point, what is the judgment seat? When Paul came before Gallio to the judgment seat, this seat spoken of isn't the judgment seat of Christ mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10, but this was like a race platform, a platform seat mounted by steps where a judge would sit in a courtroom. So let's look back at verse 9 of this 18th chapter. The Lord came to Paul in a vision, telling him not to be afraid, to keep speaking out and not be silent, because the Lord was with him, and no one would attack or hurt him, because there were many people in the city that belonged to the Lord. I would imagine Paul thinking back to this vision as he is before Gallio at the judgment seat. He's probably thinking, am I going to be beat up and whipped again? But in confidence, he would remember that the Lord promised. So the Jews in verse 13 said to Gallio that Paul was persuading people to worship God in ways that was contrary to the Jewish law. And our last point six, why did Gallio not care? In verse 14, you see Paul just going to open his mouth to defend himself, but Gallio butts in and turns to the Jewish accusers and shrugs his shoulders and says, were it a matter of wrongdoing or wicked lewdness, like a serious crime, I would have a reason to bear with you or accept your case. But in verse 15, he goes on and presses that the fact that be a question of words and names of your law. Look yourselves into it, for I will be no judge of such matters. And then he drove them and threw them out. And this is where the Greek crowd seized Sosthenes and beat him right in front of the judgment seat, where Gallio didn't care and paid no attention. Why did Sosthenes get beat up? I don't know. Maybe for the weak case against Paul, where maybe Sosthenes was convicted by Paul's teaching, but instead should have been condemning Paul for his false teachings against Judaism with preaching about the Lord Jesus. I see this is the right opportune time for Paul to come back to a battered Sudanese, to help him clean his wounds and to witness and minister to him. Paul knew all about being beat up to near death as part of his witness for Jesus. Through witnessing of Paul and nursing Sudanese, I believe this is the same man in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1, calling him brother. How close and loving they must have become.